Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch.
Yay!
What are we wearing?
Just the personal gift
from Taylor herself.
Just a little PR gift, no biggie, with our bestie's face on it.
All wrapped up in Taylor.
Yeah, here she is.
Beautiful. This is a really exciting day. We're obviously decorated to celebrate Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, Taylor's version.
Yes.
We'll start streaming today.
Yeah.
Thursday. It comes out at 6 p.m.
Oh, I thought it was
Pacific
9 p.m.
time.
For
some reason, she keeps doing Pacific time first. I don't know why that is. Maybe because they always, you know.
Get last.
They always get last. So 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be able to finally stream the Eras Tour movie, Taylor's version, on Disney Plus. We're very, very excited. Gia and I were both lucky enough to receive press packages for this event,
which included balloons for
celebration, which we put up. And then we have blankets. We got a t-shirt. We got a sweatshirt, both Eras Tour merch. We got, look at this,
water bottle.
We got disposable camera. We got some popcorn. We got some other sweet treats.
A cute little ticket.
Cute stuff. I took a picture of it all. Well, we have a video of it. Go ahead and check out the Taylor Watch socials.
TikTok, Instagram.
And see if you want to watch us opening the package. And then I put on my Instagram and Twitter a blog with a photo. And we can just post the photo as well.
Yeah.
Taylor on Taylor Watch Instagram of all the stuff at once. It's so cute.
So cute.
Really
so nice.
Thoughtful. Yeah. Really nice. We are not fools. We know that these aren't actually from Taylor herself.
Yes.
They are, in fact, from ABC. And huge shouts to ABC for, ABC Disney for
considering us. Yes,
and putting us in the rotation, because this makes us feel very special.
Yeah, so thank you.
And it just makes it feel like, you know.
It's exciting.
People are paying attention at least.
Yes, yes. Totally makes it feel
people
like
are excited.
We're not talking to the void.
Right, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So huge shouts.
Huge
I'm just
shouts.
So excited. I'm so happy.
I know.
Love this blanket.
The blanket is really soft.
It's
like a really good quality blanket.
It's soft on
the inside, yeah.
And then the printed side is like a, I don't know, also soft.
Yeah.
But it's just like a different material.
Yeah.
It feels really, really lovely. So
yeah.
Shouts, big shouts, cute little, my thing's all the way over here.
Oh.
Big shouts, huge thank you to whoever put that package together.
We needed it bad. We needed it.
They must have been paying attention. They must know that we're
yeah, they're
in
like
witness
these
protection.
Poor bitches. Yeah.
Yeah, they know we're in witness protection right now.
Yeah.
So shouts, big shouts.
Yeah.
Hey, G. What's going on? How are you today? How are we feeling?
I'm good.
I feel good today after this package arrived. I won't lie.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really feeling, it gave me a pep in my step.
I had an interesting morning. I tried out for the Barstool basketball team with all of
good.
The Barstool men. Yeah.
Yes.
I think I played well. It was funny. It was fun. I think I kept up.
Fabulous.
So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully I don't get cut.
Ooh, sports girl.
Yeah.
We love it. We love a sport girly. I can't imagine they cut you. Like, were you like worse than everyone? Like, were there people that were worse than you?
I would honestly say I was probably the worst.
Really?
Yes.
Damn. Okay.
But
so objectively speaking.
Objectively speaking, because we were all very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but like,
it'll be a tough decision.
When I'm playing against like Dana or Billy, like Nick Mulcahy,
yes.
Marty, like they're big guys.
They're
so
big.
Hard.
Yeah.
But
and
I think I
girl.
I think
you're the only
I
girl who even tried to attempted to try out,
yeah.
Right? Nobody else tried. And I'm proud of you for trying
Thank
at the
you.
Very least.
Thank
so
you.
Fingers crossed that Gia
if
gets
I get
on
cut,
the Barstool
oh my
basketball
God, that'd
team.
Be so funny.
It would be funny. If you get cut, I'm gonna start calling. I'm gonna be like, oh, it's you're intimidated by a girl. You don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start that whole thing.
I think that's
thing.
The sole reason why they probably won't cut me, so that I don't.
No, 100%.
Be like, oh, are you guys
when,
scared of me?
Completely. When feminism works in our favor.
Yeah. Totally.
No, completely. Completely.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better today.
Yeah.
We huge announcement from the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens yesterday.
Ooh.
We are officially on Cherry Watch. Cherry blossoms are blooming for those on the East Coast. I'm sure they're blooming everywhere, but I only know East Coast timelines as far as the weather goes with the cherry blossoms. I'm the cherry blossom queen. I'm obsessed with them. I love them. They have a part of their website on Brooklyn Botanic Gardens that you can track the progress of the cherries blooming. Right now, we only have a couple of them in first bloom. So just a little buds, a little, you know, whatever.
Beautiful.
We're looking for peak bloom. That's coming in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'll be going, obviously.
Obviously.
So keep your eyes peeled for flower content if you're into that. But that also put a pep in my step.
And love
then
that.
I went home and what did I do last night? I feel like I just, as usual, got lost in my phone for 7 hours and then I went to sleep.
I
watched some episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm as well.
Oh, nice.
Everybody's saying that the latest season is good, and it is. So I'm glad I did that.
It actually was super nice outside. I fell asleep outside on my porch.
Oh, lovely.
And I woke up and I was really confused. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice, though.
Ooh. I'm looking for a new apartment, so I'm trying to... taking all the porch days I got left.
Oh, that sounds so nice. A lovely nap with a breeze.
It was quite lovely. The birds were chirping.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's the weather? What's happening today? It is Wednesday.
It's really nice
out right now. That is lovely. I wanted to take a walk last night when I got home, but my legs are still really hurting me. Like, I definitely feel better today physically, but my legs were killing me.
I know I'm going to be so sore tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I just know it.
Yeah, you're crazy. But you got it, though. Your body is not... you've been to the doctor. Your body's not deteriorating quite as much as mine is at the moment. So, good. We're excited for cherry blossoms. We're excited for basketball. We're excited about our PR packages.
We're very excited about our PR packages.
I did a little bit of my homework.
Okay.
I also have another thing to say about my homework, about Untouchable.
Oh.
I have been listening to it on repeat. That's a long ass song.
It's long.
And I'm realizing that.
And you know what I realized? She really says like kind of the same thing over and over.
Right. So I know the song, I know the chorus,
okay.
I know the beginning. That's pretty much it. I don't know the middle verses and the very end.
Okay.
I
made a little game for you. So
you did?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. Do you
want to
play now or do you want to do your lyrics first?
I'm gonna do my lyrics first. Because I did go through as well and I went and found some sad lyrics and it was hard because I've been feeling sad. So it's like it's hard to kind of make yourself feel sad when you are already feeling sad. Sometimes it's fun. Like sometimes that's like, I'm in a sad mood and I'm feeling sad and I want to listen to all the sad music I can. Other times, like basically during the week.
Yeah.
I want to do that on the weekend. During the week, I got to lock it up because otherwise I have puffy eyes.
Yeah.
And that's just what happens to me. So I went through and some of these are going to be no surprise at all because it's all my favorite things that I've talked about a million times.
Right.
I tried to go through mostly all the albums. I think I hit them all. Let's see. One, two... Three,
I'm gonna sneeze.
Four. God bless.
Thank you.
Five, six, seven.
Albums or lyrics?
Seven albums. I didn't do debut. Who else am I missing?
Midnights, you said you didn't do?
I didn't do Midnights. And then I'm missing someone else.
Fearless, Reputation.
I did Fearless. I have Reputation.
I have Red.
Speak Now.
Speak Now.
I have Red.
1989.
I forgot 1989.
Oh.
Which, 1989 is another one. So I was having a hard time. I was like cherry picking sad songs that make me sad specifically.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And so 1989 doesn't really make me that sad.
Yeah.
Neither does Midnights.
Yeah, there's really no
except for the obvious
sad
ones.
Song. Like Clean.
Yeah, Clean,
like,
obviously.
Clean, like,
kind of
makes me feel good.
Clean makes me feel good. Like, I'll
like
cry.
Nostalgic.
But it's totally.
But not like... like curl up in a ball type
completely.
Of cry.
Completely.
Yeah.
Most of the ones I have chosen are Folklore.
Okay, that makes sense.
I have three from Folklore.
All right, let's dive into it.
So let's just dive into it.
Yeah.
The first one I have is from Death by a Thousand Cuts, Lover album.
Yeah.
I looked through the windows of this love even though we boarded them up. I think that even though that song is a very like upbeat song and and it makes you... it gives the illusion of an uppity pop song when in reality I think it's a very sad song, which is why I love it so much, the lyrics. And I looked through the windows of this love, even though we boarded them up. Like that to me, the imagery behind that.
Yeah.
I imagine like I'm on the outside of an apartment and I'm literally looking in and
like seeing a life.
Seeing the life that we had.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So that like gets me every time.
Also like my heart, my hips, my body, my love, trying to find a part of me that you didn't touch.
Oh my God. I know.
Yeah.
Gave up on me like I was about drug.
Yeah.
Searching for signs in a haunted club. Gotta sing the whole thing once it starts.
I know.
But that song really does, like the whole song top to bottom, like it's almost a... it's cathartic in a way to sing it in this like uppity way, even though it's sad as fuck.
Yeah.
Next one is New Year's Day.
Of course.
The lyrics. You squeeze my hand three times in the back of the taxi. I can tell it's going to be a long road. I'll be there if you're the toast of the town, babe, or if you strike out and you're crawling home.
Cute.
And I just think that that's like, what a thing to say. Like, I'll be there for you no matter what, no matter what you're going through. but then it makes me sad because I think about how like she has not always felt that way.
Yeah. And people and don't I have not do always that for felt her, that way, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like you sometimes will read these like love songs. That's why I didn't even really dive into the love songs. I swear to God, I could make any song sad if I really am like trying. But a lot of these songs that are like seemingly positive, it does suck thinking about how, oh, wow. Well,
yeah,
like
this could
out.
All end. Yeah.
Like, that
yeah.
didn't work out. This could all end. People break up all the time. Yeah. Like, shit sucks sometimes. And it's like, it's a nice sentiment, but it's hard to believe in love sometimes.
Totally.
You know? And it's sad.
I love that Jimmy Fallon, when Jimmy Fallon had her on, because, like, I think his grandma passed away or his mom passed away, and she always used to, like, squeeze his hand three times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
that
right.
That was a really
and
cute,
he mentioned that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a really
sweet,
cute moment.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I forgot. Right. But even the way she sings that, it's breathy.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
That'll be a thing for me. Like, we talk about the breathiness and the re-recordings or whatever. Like, I hope that has that same breathiness
totally.
In it that it does. Because that, it kind of, like, makes you, it catches in your throat, you know, in a sad way. Okay, next one is Better Man.
Ooh.
And, which is, I know that I always talk about Better Man. And I feel like because it was someone else's song first, technically, like, people don't think of it through like Taylor's lens. It is so fucking good, and it's sad, and it's just like people sleep on Better Man. So here's a line. And it was always on your terms. I waited on every careless word, hoping they might turn sweet again like it was in the beginning.
That's a really good one.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there in a relationship where it's like, oh my God, like the beginning was so wonderful.
Yeah.
Honeymoon stage, everything's great.
I can like literally start.
No, I told you, like it hit, it's crazy. And I just miss you, and I just wish you were a better man.
Yeah.
So I would have to feel those things.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, it hits home. But that's another one that's kind of disguised as like a little uppity. So you don't really think of it automatically as like a sad ass song.
Yeah.
But it's super sad. Okay. And then next one is Cardigan. All of Cardigan.
All of Cardigan,
right?
Yeah.
All of Cardigan. I cry my eyes out. But I narrowed it down to just this one line, because this is the part that, like, I will literally cry right now. This one line, apart from like the Heartbeat on the High Line, Once a 20 Lifetimes, I love those. You guys know that that's like my favorite lyric of that song. It just feels so real. The "you drew stars around my scars, but now I'm bleeding" is when she starts to sing that in the song. That's immediately where like another cue for me to start crying.
Yeah.
Like, it's like
"you drew stars
the whole
around my scars.
Now I'm bleeding."
Yeah.
I knew you. Stepping on the last train marked me like a bloodstain.
So good.
Just fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just such a good song.
Always gives me chills.
Me too. And I feel like because it was a single, people don't like, when it first came out, everyone was like, oh yeah, whatever, vintage tea, brand new phone,
yeah,
like, we get it. But it's like, no, Cardigan is like a really deep song.
Really intimate song, I feel
super.
Like.
Super. And it also, to me, like, I don't know if I got really deep with this. I don't know if you have had someone before that maybe isn't necessarily your boyfriend or your like lover, or like maybe you've hooked up a few times.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you have some kind of connection and they are always there for you when you need them.
Yeah.
But it's not necessary. Doesn't have a lot of pressure with it.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't really fix anything. It's just kind of like, this person is here. They're making me feel good right now. This is all fine, but you don't necessarily see future. You don't necessarily see like different moments. I don't know. It's hard to describe the kind of person that this is. But when I hear Cardigan, I think of that kind of person who is there to kind of clean up the pieces that were left by someone else.
Hmm.
And they do all they can to make you feel better, but ultimately they don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's just this is a temporary fix.
Right. You're like using a person to kind of get over another person.
Totally.
In a way. Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I don't know if that's the way to interpret Cardigan, but that's how I feel it. And it's like, you drew stars around my scars, but now I'm bleeding. It's like that. It's
like you tried to fix it,
but it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Cardigan. All right. Next is Mirrorball, of course.
Of course.
Had to talk about Mirrorball. I have two parts of it. The "you're not like the regulars, the masquerade revelers, drunk as they watch my shattered edges glisten."
Mm.
That to me is like, it's hopeful, being like, oh my God, like you see me for who I am. Meanwhile, everybody else is like, dance, bitch, dance.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And you kind of see it. but that I think that hopefulness also makes me sad, because it's like a yearning, like, oh my God, I want so badly for
someone to
acknowledge me, yeah, and see me, and you do. And yeah, it's like that fear of even getting your hopes up is, yeah, kind of sad. And so, and then the end, of course, I'm still a believer, but I don't know why. Mm. I've never been a natural. All I do is try. I'm still on that trapeze. I'm still trying everything to keep you looking at me.
Yeah.
And the imagery there too for me is, yeah, like, I see it so clearly. And I think maybe because I've felt that way so many times.
Totally. I feel,
know,
like that's like,
I feel like Mirrorball, and I know you're a Mirrorball girly too. Yeah. Like, you just, it's just the kind of people you are. Whether you, it doesn't matter like what you do or where you work or whatever. Like, it doesn't really have to do with that. It's more like I've felt that way in every like moment of my life.
Totally.
Like every time I hang out with friends, every, yeah, time I'm with my family, every time I'm whatever. Like, I always feel like there's a performance that needs to happen for everything to go smoothly,
yeah,
or else, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Or things, you know, whatever's going on.
And also in, like content creation and social media.
Totally.
And
it
stuff.
Definitely, it directly applies,
yeah,
to, like, work. Like,
yeah, totally.
Like, Mirrorball, going through all the lyrics of Mirrorball, the parallels are so similar that,
yeah,
it's almost sickening.
Like, it is.
So if you work in content, or you try to put out content or create videos or do anything on the internet, you feel Mirrorball.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Know what I mean? And then you think about it in the way of like, oh my God, Taylor Swift even feels that,
right,
way.
Right, which
she
is crazy.
Even does this, and it's like, ah, oh, it's crazy. We're also, by the way, finally in the camp of like, folklore is not all fake, right?
Right, like, yeah, no.
Everybody, you know, when it came out, it was like, oh, it's a collection of stories that I just wrote. And we were like, yeah, okay, girl, yeah, sure. These are just stories.
Stories, yeah, but I mean, there's so many...
There's so many
songs
parallels.
And, yeah, parallels, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no way that they're all just made up.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is Illicit Affairs.
Okay.
And I will preface by saying that I hesitate because I'm very honest on other shows, and I,
okay,
worry about exposing too much of the person that I am on this show,
okay,
for fear of people disliking me.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, Illicit Affairs is obviously a song about how a woman feels about having an affair with a man,
yeah,
while they're in a relationship with somebody else. Yeah. I'm not saying that I did exactly that, but I am saying that I've been involved in some shady situations where maybe there's a love triangle,
right,
and things are,
right,
things are going,
that's
down,
okay,
and whatever. And then, so I don't want people to think less of me for that, but real ones, like, it's tough to admit that you've been involved in a situation like that, but it's,
yeah,
also... You know, it's never great. And
I have too, if it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It never works. It's always,
no,
horrible. You feel like shit.
Yeah.
And so when this song came out, I in my head was like, I don't know if she's putting herself in someone else's shoes or if she's experienced something similar,
right,
enough to write like this, because it really is. Like,
yeah.
You, not exactly.
It's like intense.
But you feel these feelings. Like, it's,
yeah,
just crazy. So the lyrics I chose were, leave the perfume on the shelf that you picked out just for him, so you leave no trace behind, like you don't even exist. Take the words for what they are, a dwindling mercurial high, a drug that only worked the first few hundred times.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's that
the, like,
you know,
quick fix.
The quick fix.
Yeah.
Repeating things,
yeah,
knowing that they're bad for you,
yeah,
like feeling comfortable with toxicity. Like, those,
yeah,
things are all like lessons I've learned so many times in my life in different ways, and this just kind of like encompasses it all. And yeah, it fucking blows. And so I hear Illicit Affairs, and I don't label it to one specific person, but I do feel like, wow, yeah, there have been times where it's like I've been in a situation where maybe it's me or someone else, and I
yeah,
haven't been chosen, and I'm not chosen, because when someone brings you into something like that, it's never going to work out the way you want it to work out.
Yeah.
And I think that song really puts that into words.
Yeah,
like, it's just
also the bridge. Don't call me kid.
Don't call me. I mean,
don't,
yeah, oh yeah,
baby.
The rest, the entire,
yeah,
song is. I cry the entire song.
Like, even like, you taught me a secret language.
Yeah,
you know,
you,
I can't speak with
language,
anyone else, because,
yeah,
that's like exactly how, like, you feel when you're in a relationship. Like,
totally,
you feel like you're speaking your own language,
mm-hmm,
with that person. Like, they just get you on like a molecular level.
Totally. Even
it's
the,
like, you, now, you how am I supposed to like talk to people?
Completely.
You know? Yeah.
Even the you showed me colors, you know, I,
yeah,
can't see with anyone,
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
Like, that's that part too. I mean, again, I'm,
yeah,
gonna cry right now. Like, it is such a, it just, the pictures are so,
yeah,
clear.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe that. The pictures have been painted. And again, that's the number one reason why I love Taylor so much, is that she paints such vivid pictures.
Yeah. Without saying
it
straightforward.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just her. It's, you know, I've, I love that I have a really good imagination and a good enough imagination to like picture these things when she says them out loud.
Right.
But yeah, but it hurts. Like, yeah. It's like, whew, yeah. Oh my God, you know? Okay. Next one is The Lakes, obviously. But the whole song, to be clear, the whole song is sad. I love every lyric in that song. There's not one part of it that I wouldn't, you know, include in a list. If I could read every lyric, I would. But this specific part, I love. What should be over burrowed under my skin? Sorry. What should be over burrowed under my skin in heart-stopping waves of hurt? I've come too far to watch some name-dropping sleaze tell me what are my words worth. That to me is like, obviously the whole song, like I said, I feel on a personal level. This one makes me think of like injustice in general. You know what I mean? Like, I've come too far to watch some name dropping sleaze tell me what are my words worth. Obviously that's about like Scooter Braun, Scott Borchetta, yeah. Like in Taylor's world.
Yeah.
But it also applies to us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the world every day you go out and you have ideas, you say things, you want to you know, express yourself, and whether it's at work, your friends, home, guys, girls, whoever it is, that just kind of try to tell you like you're unimportant, like nothing about this is, you know, is interesting or whatever. And that heart-stopping waves of hurt, again, paints that vivid picture, and it's like I can feel it almost, you know? Ugh, I love analyzing these lyrics. I only have three more, I promise. Okay. I have three more. You guys, listen, don't ask if you don't want to, if you don't want an in-depth, because I take things too seriously. You guys have to know that too. Okay. Next one is Marjorie, obviously. Yep. Evermore. Should have asked you questions. I should have asked you how to be. Asked you to write it down for me. Should have kept every grocery store receipt because every scrap of you will be taken from me.
Yeah, that's a really sad line.
I literally can't even get into it because I love my Nana so much and she's still alive and like I can't even get into it.
Yeah.
But like that to me is like, it's made me think of things differently. Like,
yeah, it makes you like look back at how you acted as a kid.
Completely.
To be like.
Completely.
And it's like kind of nice. Honestly, like listening to that song like made me like realize like you only have so much time left. Like,
completely.
You have to be.
It's devastating.
More. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be more present. You have to be more proactive.
Present. Exactly.
About like calling your grandparents and like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whatever. And it's like my grandparents are big, like send things in the mail people. Like so I get letters from them all the time for, you know, Easter, St. Patrick's Day, like any Valentine's Day. Like they always send me a card and it's like, I save all of them. And
yeah,
so
that's nice.
It's one of those things where like I read that and I'm like, okay, at least I'm saving all these cards, but like I need to run inside your house and save everything. Like I love you guys so much.
I know.
It's like so hard to even talk about. Okay. Gotta move on. This one is Haunted.
Ooh.
Which is a sneaky song that I love.
Yeah.
He will try to take away my pain and he just might make me smile, but the whole time I'm wishing he was you instead.
Yeah.
Banger. I think that, again, it goes back to the I'm just trying to fill a void because I'm heartbroken over something else. And I think that is like, that just feels like a story of my life. Story of my life.
I take her home. Yeah. I feel like that's like every girl can relate, or every person can just relate to that,
so
like trying to find comfort in another person when you're feeling like shit, and then it just makes you feel more shitty.
Of course, always. And the last one is You're Not Sorry.
Oof.
And which is another one, top to bottom, fantastic, love it, so good. The lines I chose, it's a whole verse. Looking so innocent, I might believe you if I didn't know. Could have loved you all my life if you hadn't left me waiting in the cold. And I got your share of secrets. I'm tired of being the last to know. And now you're asking me to listen because it's worked each time before.
Right.
And I think that's another theme that I see throughout her writing is like too little too late. You know what I mean? Like it's yet. I was going to sing along with you, but I couldn't go that high right away.
Last to know. Could have loved you all my life.
Hadn't left me
waiting in the cold. Yeah, right. So good.
You don't
have to call anymore. I won't pick up the phone. This is the last straw. There's nothing left to beg for.
And you can
tell me that you're sorry, but I don't believe you, baby, like I did before. You're not sorry. Oh, banger.
Anyway,
banger.
So that to me, all of those
were good
lyrics.
Choices. Very,
thank
very
you.
Good choices.
I think that I overthink everything, every task that's given to me. I overthink in a way that it's like, all right, bitch, chill.
No, but, you slayed that.
And there are a million other like sad songs, lyrics, things that I feel strongly with her. And I just think that like, I think you can make any of these songs sad if you change the context, if you change the,
totally.
The tone, you know, if you look at the lyrics and the writing, it's a lot of sadness. And that's a bummer, you know.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
What is that right there on the chair? Is that that's not a phone, is it?
What? That thing?
Yeah, what's
oh,
that?
Oh no, that's my SD card holder.
Oh my god, it looks like a weird like old LG phone.
Oh, that's
like
funny. No,
it's like,
you open
that?
It up and it
got it. Got
yeah,
it, got
has
it, got
all
it,
my
got
SD
it,
cards.
Got it, got it. Sorry for distraction.
Just producer things.
Just producer things.
Yeah. Okay, you ready to play
anyway.
Your game?
Oh my god, yes, I'm ready to play the game. I am nervous though because I'm worried I'm going to lose.
That's
okay.
Fine.
All right.
So this is a little bit like Jeff D. Lowe style. Finish the lyrics.
Okay.
So I'm going to play three different.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Curious to see how you
oh, you're going to play it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, that's
oh, yeah.
so much better. Okay,
okay.
Because
yeah.
it's like, because reading, I might. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Untouchable like a distant diamond sky. Untouchable, and I just can't tell you why.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
What's
untouchable.
What's the first
I'm reaching out,
I'm reaching
and,
out
I just
can't
tell you why.
Okay,
that was good.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
In the middle of the night when I'm in this dream, it's like a million little stars spelling out your name.
You gotta come on, come on. Say that we'll be together. Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, last one.
Okay, cool. It's half full and I won't wait you all day. Is that that might be like the ending,
second verse.
The
yeah.
second verse? Fuck. I don't know it.
It's... I'm like forgetting it right now, but it's like I know you're saying that you'll be here anyway.
Okay.
Something
okay.
like that.
Okay,
wait, let me look
okay.
it up. It's half full, and I won't wait here all day. Oh yeah, I know you're saying that you'd be here anyway.
Yeah. Right, she goes all the way up.
Yep.
Amazing.
But you're untouchable, burning brighter than the sun. Now that you're close, I feel like coming undone. Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You did pretty well.
I did okay. I would give myself. I would give myself like a 1.5
out of
3.
Okay.
Like
sure.
if each one was a point.
Yeah. 1.5.
Because the second one I got.
Yep.
First one I was halfway there.
Yeah. And then
the
third
one I did not.
Yeah.
So okay, 1.5 out of 3. Not terrible.
No, not terrible.
Certainly not my best showing.
That's fine.
And again, it's something about Fearless. I really have to like.
Oh,
I need to lock myself in a room.
This is going to be. Yeah, I know. I'm
going
to pick a song for you.
Now that I know it's coming, you best believe that. Like, forget it. Like, I will never get caught like this again.
Okay.
I will never get.
I know. I didn't really give you a heads up that I was.
No. But this was good, and I should have known. I should have known better. I knew I had homework, and I got caught. I got caught. Dog ate my homework.
That's fine.
You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Okay, great. I love that game.
Yeah.
That was a good idea.
Okay, slay.
I should have done that for you with It's Nice to Have a Friend. Did you learn it?
I did.
Did you?
I think. Ooh.
Wait, that's. Then let me do it on my. I'll do it on my phone quick.
Okay.
And I'll pause. I'll move it around and pause and stop.
New, but. Yeah. If I hear it, I'll.
For sure.
Give me one. Wanna hang out? Yeah, sounds like fun. It's like. Want to hang out?
I
yeah,
thought for, I
like
thought you'd
fun.
Know this part for sure. Just because it's like
but
this is kind of like you. This
is it
kind of
something
like, your life.
Like
this? Is, think about your life. What do you do? What do you play?
Oh, video games. You walk me home.
Close.
Oh, video games. You throw dice. What the fuck is that?
That did look like throw dice.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Pass me a note. Video games. Pass me a note. Sleeping in tents. It's nice to have a friend.
Okay.
Let's do
playing dice. Let's video games, playing dice.
It looked like that looked like me doing dice.
Yeah.
That looked like me doing dice. Okay, wait. We'll do one more.
Okay.
right.
Sidewalk chalk, yeah, looks like snow. Roof, sunset sound, no curfew. You touch my hand.
That is a lyric, but like, okay, you're singing lyrics that are just not in the right.
The wrong part.
This one is 20 questions. We'll tell the truth.
Oh, you've been stressed out.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. You've been stressed out, baby. Yeah, me too.
Hell yeah. Okay, hell yeah. Stressed out lately. But
oh,
yeah.
Lately.
Yeah,
stressed
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out lately. Yeah,
perfect.
Me too.
Perfect. I have a big hair in my mouth. Excellent. Listen.
Shit.
We're both,
I thought I knew it better
we're
than
both,
that.
Yeah, so did I. We're both.
Damn.
We're both.
I got to study more. I will say I didn't really study that much. I only listened to it on the way to work today and then like yeah, a couple times, like twice.
It's hard to, here's the thing I think with that, and this is not an excuse, and we are going to be,
we'll be better.
We're going to be better. Yeah. However, when you kind of know the song already, you're like, yeah, oh, I know that song.
Yes,
and then you
exactly
think like, oh, I could do it. But then when you're quizzed on lyrics like that, no fucking way.
No.
But if you were to quiz me on like Mirrorball or like one of the ones I listen to,
yes,
you know, I could
yes,
carve into
obviously,
my skin.
Obviously, yes.
Yes, I know. So it's funny. But like, but we are the experts. We have to be the experts.
I know.
We both have to be better.
Yeah.
And we will be.
And we will be.
So, all right, those two are out of the way. Let's pick two new songs for ourselves.
Okay.
You pick one for me. I'll pick one for you.
Let me go to Fearless. Sidewalk Chuck.
I say you're so good at them all, so it's hard.
Okay, I'm gonna give you. Ooh. I'm gonna give you. Breathe.
Breathe. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because that's my favorite.
Okay.
One from Fearless, or at least top three.
Love it. I'm gonna go. Speak Now Too Easy.
And you said speak now.
What's besides Lover, what are you a Reputation girly?
Yes.
How? Okay, then there we go. How about we do
I feel like
this is why we can't have nice things.
Okay, that's a good one.
Do you know all those?
That's
songs?
A good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, because there's because I was listening to that earlier today.
That's actually like one yesterday, where like I know the lyrics, but like they're all jumbled in my head. You
totally
know what I mean?
Yeah. 100% same. So
okay, perfect.
This is why we can't have nice things for you. Breathe for me.
Yeah,
breathe. Because again, that's not. I'm like, do I even know how that song yeah starts?
But see it'll be your thing face in my mind as you drive away.
Let me just pop
none
on it for
of
a
us
second
thought it was gonna end.
Oh, with
that
Colby Calais
way. Yeah. People love people and sometimes it doesn't work out. It's a really long intro.
Yeah.
But it's killing.
Oh, shit. It's all right. I'll on my own yeah time, I will listen. Colby Calais is helpful. I know that. All right.
All right.
And that's our homework for next
yeah
week.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Breathe for me. This is why we can't have nice things for you.
Slay.
Sly.
All right.
Let's hear.
Let's
hear from
jump
the
into the voicemail.
Yay. Okay. Yas.
These will be, some of them will be a little bit more T.S. Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, dropping tonight themed.
Ooh, love yes that. Perfect, perfect, okay, perfect, perfect. Woohoo.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dia.
Hey.
This is Colette, and I was wondering
hey, Colette.
If hey, girl.
You think that anything will happen on March 15th or 13th?
Hmm.
With the movie, kind of in the area of the movie release on Disney Plus, a lot of people are thinking either Reputation Stadium Tour or Reputation Taylor's Version. I was wondering what you think of that. Of course, I'm clowning for Reputation because I really want it to come out. Also, I was wondering if you were really annoyed about the variants or if you're just over it and if you're going to plan on getting them or just waiting for them
the album variants
to come
yeah
out on a different
got it
streaming thing or on just a full vinyl or something.
Mm.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
girl. As far as the variants go, I didn't do it
I
this
only
time
got the first one with the manuscript.
Same.
Yeah.
I didn't do it this time.
I'll wait for streaming. I know. I'm
it's
too
just
poor.
A lot. Yeah. It's just a lot. The records are expensive and they are nice to have, but it is kind of silly
to have four of the same fucking thing.
Like
yeah
at a certain point, it's like,
I was annoyed at first, but then
Yeah.
I saw like a tweet or something that was saying how many different artists do this. Like Casey Musgraves is releasing five.
Everyone, it's not only Taylor. Olivia Rodrigo
did like 10 for
Guts. I think it was like 15.
Yeah,
not
something crazy.
Not even a joke. Like it was every color under the sun.
So I get it.
Yeah.
But,
and people love collectibles. They love doing things like that. I'm not personally a collector of things. Mm. So this like make it sure I have all the versions, whatever, doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
I think at one point, I said a few weeks ago that I tried to buy... This when the second variant came out, I tried to buy just like a CD so I could hear the song, and it like glitched on the website and I couldn't do it, and then it was too late.
Yeah,
and I just was like, whatever. Unfortunately, I'm just gonna have to wait until they come out.
I really hope that she just releases them on Spotify or something.
Hope so too.
But who knows? Because it took her so long to do "You're Losing Me."
I know,
which is annoying.
I know,
because
and I have a feeling. I'm sure. I mean, it's four songs. They're gonna be
that's
great.
A big,
you know,
part
it's a
of the
of
album.
Songs.
Yeah, for sure.
So it just that it does suck, but you know, patience. Or good things come to those who wait.
Yeah,
you know, patience
I'm more.
Is a virtue.
I more just want every one of her albums on a vinyl. You know what I mean?
I agree. Right, like one of each.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like the whole album, all the songs.
Yes.
Like, I don't want it to be so piecemeal. Like, for
example... because vinyls are fucking pain in the ass anyways.
They're pain. Like, and again, you really don't need more than one. I currently have... I have...
Don't you have all the Midnights ones?
Of the Midnights.
You gave me one.
And I gave you one. Yeah. Well, I ordered myself two, like a fucking idiot. Or I ordered myself one.
Then
and
your
then
mom,
my mom got me four because she got me the clock.
Oh,
like the Taylor Swift clock.
And
that is another thing with Midnights. It's a little different because when you put them all together, it
makes something,
a functional clock, which is pretty cool. And so, it's if you put them together, like the back of them or something, they have all the numbers on them. So each one has like 9 to 12, 12 to
Wait,
3,
what do you mean
3 to...
functional though?
So that the when you buy the actual clock,
it's like a
battery operated clock.
Oh,
and you
really?
Have to like mount it on the wall and you put it all up and the clock is functional.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's very cool. I haven't put it up yet. My mom has literally been screaming at me since she bought it for me so long ago. And I don't know where I want to put it. I do now. But I didn't know where I wanted to put it because it's massive. It's obviously it's four records next to each other. It's huge.
Right.
It takes up a lot of space. And I don't have a huge space for it, or I didn't in my living room. And now it's going to go in my bedroom. I'm reorganizing my bedroom. I've been doing that for, I swear to God, 1 year. Like, every day it's a new drama, and I keep starting new projects. It's horrible. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But I will, I know. It's like ruining my life. Like, if you saw my bedroom right now, oh my fucking God.
I mean, my apartment is
It's just, I'm drowning in it. Like, I'm like suffocated by my room right now. It's a real problem. So,
I feel that.
Anyway, once I get it all figured out, I'll put the functional clock up, but I have the pieces to it, and it is very, very interesting.
That's cool.
But that's different. Tortured Poets isn't going to have that.
No, no
with,
clock.
You know, it will look cool. Like, you know what I almost wish? I almost wish that, like, it was like a you could buy, like, a book set where they looked like books or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, like, a shout out to our girl, Alyssa, Tea with Publicity.
Oh, yeah.
Who put out a tea.
Tea company.
She had a tea company. She put out tea. And her, like, press gift boxes. And I think, actually, when you buy the tea, it comes like this.
Yeah.
It looks like a coffee table book. It's, like, small like this. And it has her thing on the front. And it has it on the spine. And it's all very cute and cool.
Yeah, super smart.
I almost
smart.
Wish that Taylor would do something like that. Because Tortured Poets, it's like, oh, books. Like,
yeah.
I can put it on my bookshelf.
Yeah.
But really, it's, like, albums. Like,
did she
I don't
ever
know what
sell, like, a
it,
four-pack? Like, just buy
no,
the...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, no. With the Midnights thing, you could buy...
Like all four at once.
You could buy all four at once, and then you had to buy the clock separately.
Okay, interesting.
It's complicated. It's overly complicated. But again, that's the only reason why I have so many Midnights. And every time I look at it, I like feel stupid. Once I put the thing up, it'll make sense. But you know, as far as the clowns,
right? Reputation.
Reputation.
People think that they're gonna put Reputation tour on to Disney Plus at the end of this.
Maybe. I've heard a few things from the clown camp of Reputation. This is the first time hearing about Reputation tour going on Disney Plus at the same time. However, I could see that happening eventually.
Yeah.
Obviously, like why else would it go off Netflix
right before?
This time?
Yeah.
And, you know, all of you know Taylor's Long Pond Sessions is already on Disney Plus. Like all of her stuff is kind of on Disney Plus already.
Yeah.
So it would make sense. But the clowns, the true clowns, think that Reputation, the album, will drop at midnight.
Oh.
So, because they think like, all right, throw the album out, a few weeks. It's very close to, we're still a month away.
Yeah.
A little over a month away from tortured
yeah,
poets.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't know if I believe it either, but it is something to think about.
Yeah.
I
could see her doing
some,
like a little teaser something at the end
something.
Of it.
Yeah, right. I expect something at midnight because it is okay. weird that they're putting it out at like 9 o'clock.
Nine and it ends at midnight.
And it ends at midnight. Okay, and it's like all signs point to something, whether it's reputation or not, I don't know. But that's what the clowns are saying. And you know, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows at this point?
Right.
Interesting stuff. Good questions. Thank you.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. It's Samantha.
Hey.
Hey, Samantha.
Hi. I am calling today because I want to get your opinion on this thought I had. So, obviously, we know that Taylor's version of the Eras Tour movie is going to be streaming on Thursday, which I guess this episode will air on.
Yes.
And I had a theory that new surprise songs we're going to get are the ones from all from LA.
For
and
sure.
So, given that, I went through and looked at what were the surprise songs from LA.
Hell yeah, research.
And those are I Can See You, Maroon, our song, of course, you already know, from Night 2, You Are in Love, Death by a Thousand Cuts,
yes.
You're on Your Own Kids from Night 3, Dress.
Mm-hmm.
Exile.
Ooh, these
I
are all really good.
Really good
heart,
ones.
New Romantic.
King of My
and
Heart.
New Year's Day.
Ooh.
So,
wow.
Those are all really
wow.
good ones.
New songs. And we know one of them is Maroon.
Uh-huh.
And we already know that You're on Your Own Kid and our song are on the original.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves 9 songs to fill the other 3 spots. So I'd love to know which ones you guys want to hear.
Really good question.
Damn.
I personally really want Maroon. Death by a Thousand Cuts
yeah.
and King of My Heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks so much. Bye.
Love that.
Thanks, girl.
Thanks for doing that research.
Did they confirm? I'm pretty sure they confirmed Death by a Thousand Cuts.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, today, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
because
did they?
I saw...
Because I saw something like that, too, but I wasn't sure if it was
yeah.
like fan shit
it was
or
Taylor
or
Nation...
Let's
I'm
see.
Pretty sure tweeted, like,
so
singing
crazy.
In 4K, like, My Heart, My Hips, My Body, My Love.
Taylor
yeah.
Nation.
You're telling
oh, they did?
Me, yeah. So they said, oh wait, I'm confused. Oh yeah. Okay. Prepare for tomorrow's premiere of TS Eras Tour Taylor's version with a preview of the second of 4 additional acoustic songs in the film Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Got it.
So Death by a Thousand Cuts is confirmed as
obsessed.
Well with Maroon.
Obsessed
which I'm obsessed with.
And so happy.
Yeah.
So happy.
I would love New Year's Day.
Same. I was just going to say that
yeah.
same thing. New Year's Day for sure.
Yeah. And
right.
maybe low-key Exile. Because is that
well,
not
is that
they
the one where
the...
they sang... Oh, Gia! Is that the one? It is.
Yes,
it is.
Right? They have to do
they
that one,
right?
They
have to include
yes.
it. I'm going to cry
I
right
had
now.
The chills, literally.
They, no, stop.
Yeah.
They... have to
they
include
have to.
That
they
if
have
that is
to.
The one and we said this
yeah.
a few weeks ago
yeah.
we were like they have to include
that was just such a crazy
it was
cool
insane.
Moment like yeah you can't
and
not.
It's so like and you'll be able to hear it in the stadium like it has to be Exile
yeah
it has to be
yeah it has to be
New Year's Day for sure
but
Miranda,
I wouldn't mind any of those like those are all great
those
options
they're all fantastic the only one I no offense to our caller I'm so sorry to say this I am not so like hype on King of My Heart.
Oh, really?
I like King of My Heart, the song.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's really good. I think that out of that list,
yeah.
it's not the best.
It's also...
I don't even think it's top 4.
Okay, I agree
But
with
I love
that.
The song, to be clear. And
maybe
I, and
New
I don't
Romantics,
wanna,
too. I don't really care
New
about.
Romantics, no.
Yeah.
I would be upset. That's all. No. New Romantics also was
I think
like...
it's also just... That's such a highly produced song
yeah.
that like stripped down. I don't know. I don't think
it's
it...
It's not as... It's right. It's not as upbeat, not as good.
Yeah.
Also, that song, I think, in my head, has fallen victim to deluxe version, you know, not Exile, but deluxe version, like, it gets swept under the rug a little bit. Oh, my sneeze.
Wait, New Romantics or Exile?
God bless me. Excuse me, I mean. What?
God bless
I said,
you.
I said God bless me. I meant to say excuse me. Damn, I am
I
a narcissist.
I thought you were shading me, like, God bless
no,
me.
No, I literally meant to say excuse me. Because New Romantics was not on like the original.
Oh yeah.
I feel like personally, I don't know it as well. Like I know it now, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
But I just something about it. Whatever.
It's a great
same
dancing
thing
song.
Happens though to people. Like not everybody knows like the Lakes. Not everybody
yeah,
knows right
yeah.
where you left me. Like it's
yeah.
kind of one of those songs, and I don't think it's like good enough to get put into this.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
Not that it's bad.
No, no.
But that list was killer.
Yeah, that list is really, really, really good.
We're hoping for this. Death by a Thousand Cuts, Maroon, New Year's Day, and Exile. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pray.
Okay.
And I'll throw some prayers for that girl for King of My Heart as well, because I feel bad for talking shit. And I don't want the bad juju to come out.
Yes.
We'll be happy with whatever we get.
Yo, seriously? Seriously. I would love, like, this love, I heard that in Philly. I would love to get that, too.
Gorgeous. Just this one
is
back from the debauch.
I actually really loved this question.
Oh,
hey Kelly and Dia. This is August.
Just hey August.
To start out with. Hey August. Oh my God, is that your real name?
I look forward to watching both shows every week.
Yeah.
Really, just my sister and me are like the only Swifties in our life, so I just love to sit and watch and talk about our girl. I just kind of wanted to preface my question with, I live in Tennessee, about an hour outside of Nashville. And, you know, growing up here and being around Nashville and the culture of Nashville, there's just so much music and so much musical culture, especially with country music and things like that. And so, you know, when you go into Nashville, it's just constant live music, and any shows that you go to, whether it's at arenas or stadiums or whatever, so many of those performers just talk about how much they love performing in Nashville, either because they got their start there or they live there now, or they just love the culture that's there and they love performing to those crowds because those crowds usually have such an appreciation for music. And obviously our girl Taylor got her start in and around Nashville, which we love. But I just wonder, for you, what was it like once Taylor moved to New York and then she started talking about her experiences in New York and started singing about her experiences in New York? Did that give you a different experience with how you connected to her or her music? Mm-hmm. Because I know being here in Tennessee, there's so much connection that we have with people who have their roots in Tennessee or in the South. And so I just, you know, we all love our girl Taylor, and I just can't imagine what it's like living in New York and sharing a hometown with our queen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just curious about that. Thanks. Love you guys.
Great question. Great question. I love that too.
Yeah, yeah.
And the answer is yes.
Yes. It hits so different, like walking down the street and like listening to like Dive Bar on the East Side, where you at? You know, like
every time she references New York, it feels like a personal, like a hug. Like
exactly.
It's like a, I see you, I hear. And New York is obviously massive. Like it's the biggest city, you know, I don't even know if it's the biggest city ever. It's just like, it's the city. It's the place to be. Everybody knows that you say the city, it means New York City. Like that's, I don't care where you are. Nobody lie to themselves. New York City is the city.
Yeah.
And when she moved to New York, I've talked about this before too, I'm sure. It was the same year that I moved to New York.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was the coolest place on earth.
Yeah.
Like it was like, this is the place to be. I can't believe that I'm here at the same time as like this resurgence. It wasn't even really a resurgence. Like New York was always cool. But then when Taylor Swift moved here and was singing about it and talking about it, it was like, oh, fuck yeah. Like this made it
so much cooler.
Right. It just made it a lot cooler, made it feel a lot better. And yeah, whenever she references still to this day, it's they usually become my favorite songs. Like
totally.
Like Maroon, she references New York and it's like, I love it.
Yeah, like you said, Heartbeat on the High Line, like hearing those references that literally like, you're like, I have been in that moment.
Completely.
It makes it so much more personal. Mm-hmm. And even like in False God, when she's like, you're the West Village, like you still do it for me.
Yep.
Like. I know how she, I know what she means by saying that, like, you're the West Village, because, like, I know that I live in the West Village. Like, I know what it's like to experience how beautiful the West Village is. And, like, I don't know. It just makes your connection so much, so much better. Even like Cornelia Street, like walking by Cornelia Street and seeing like tourists.
Yeah,
but
you just
like
go to Cornelia
pictures.
Street.
Yeah.
Right. You just go
and
to
you're
Cornelia
like,
Street.
Oh, there's Swifties in over here. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice too, exactly
and
how
like,
you said.
You know,
like,
I left a part of me back in New York.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly like you said. It's being able to feel things more strongly because we've been there, because we
know
it so well.
It makes
and
it
get the
feel
references
so personal.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
And that's personal. Personal is the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. It's fantastic. And it feels like, you know, it's just another string, another thing that connects us to her, to her music, to anything that she does. Like, it just feels
have you ever feels good. Sat on a bench in Coney Island and wondered where your baby
where did
gone?
My baby go? I feel like when feel that like song I've, came out, I was like, should I go to Coney Island? Like, it was like, I've been to Coney Island and I've taken that
I've
train
never
there
been.
And I've done. And I like, you know what? I saw, actually, I saw a Mumford & Sons concert
at Coney
Island. It was awesome.
Well, you know what we should do?
So
it would be
cool.
Really funny.
What?
Like, go to Coney Island really early in the morning, like one week, and like do like shoot like a music video.
No, 100%. We should do it now when it's like cold. No one's
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
we should go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go next week. Dead serious. Let's go next week. That'd
be
so funny.
Okay.
Sit on a bench in Coney Island wondering where did my baby go.
The Fast Times. The Roadie. That is a
making you my centerfold
over and over.
A super sad song. It doesn't get enough.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it doesn't get enough.
I actually just saw a tweet about that. Somebody made a TikTok about how
I saw that same tweet.
Were just like, this is one of Taylor's most complex songs, mm-hmm. where she references so many of her past experiences, past lyrics, past songs, whatever, and Taylor like commented on it. She was like, this, like, finally someone
gets
it.
Thank you so much. Which is awesome. And I'll be real, I have certainly not shown Coney Island the love that it deserves, personally.
I feel like I didn't start liking it. Yeah.
Like, no. Not because I don't, I just, it's got
it's
a,
really, really like.
It's just a, it's a heavy song.
Yes, heavy. Yeah.
And that doesn't make it bad.
No.
It just doesn't make it a listen to it on repeat song.
Totally.
Same thing with Soon You'll Get Better. You'll notice I didn't include Soon You'll Get Better in my sad lyrics thing, because that entire fucking song is nearly impossible to listen to when you have an alive mother. And it's like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it makes you so scared and like sad. But you know, sometimes you do want to feel those emotions, and Coney Island is one of those songs where it's like, wow, this is just, I can't believe that someone can feel so much.
Totally.
You know?
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kelly and Tia, it's Katie. I left a message last night, and I rambled into two voicemails.
Oh, right.
And I was going to try and do a better job being concise today. So here are my 3 points. 3 to 4. I'm going to try and keep it short. One, I love your show. It's so fun.
Thanks, girl.
Thanks for doing it. It's so needed. Why are there not more Taylor Swift podcasts? I don't know, but it's genius, and it needed to happen.
There shouldn't be any
more. They don't need to be anymore.
Yeah,
we're the only one.
We're good.
We've got the monopoly.
My next thought I just wanted to share on saddest lyric that you all were talking about, you're on your own, kid. Everything you lose is a step you take. That line in that bridge made me cry literally the first month I listened to it. I could not listen to it without crying. So that's my saddest lyric. Also agree that happiness is a super, super sad song. And it gets me every time. On that same kind of note, I was in a spin class this morning, and it was Taylor Swift's spin class. Highly recommend.
People love those.
Madeline loves them.
I would different
them.
Way. But they played Madeline. Starlight, which I haven't thought of or heard of in forever. And I got choked up when she says, don't you dream impossible things? Because I was like, wow. She's saying this since she was like 22, 23, or I forget how old she was. But yes, much younger. And now look at her now. She's like the biggest freaking star in the world.
Yeah.
Yep,
so that was really cool. Okay, then my last question. I need to know why you guys are so sure about Travis. I am team Taylor. Obviously, I love her. I want what's best for her. But I sort of feel like that one friend or family member on the reality show, you know, when they come back to, like, hometown dates with The Bachelor, and you're like, I'm not 100% there. I just feel like he has more to gain from the relationship than her. I want her to be happy. You know, if she wants it to be him, I hope it's him. But I just want to know why you guys are so sure about him. And that was it. I think I did a better job than that. Okay.
You slay.
Crush it.
Thanks,
Katie.
Girl.
Thank you so much.
One thing that really stuck out to me in that was she said, I feel like she doesn't get the most out of it, the relationship, than he does.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you are a celebrity in a couple, people always are like, what are the social benefits, the PR benefits, whatever, whatever. Like, at the end of the day, not unless it is a PR relationship, like, these are relationships that are not based off your celebrity status, you know?
Yes.
Like, saying that, and this is not a knock on what the girl said at all, because I totally get it. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're comparing why two people should be together, the number one reason shouldn't be, like, well, what does he get out of it? What does she get out of it? It should be, like, well, how are they treated? Like, what is the actual, you know what I'm trying to say?
I exactly know what you're trying to say. And I think that what people, and this is something that I also had a problem with, so I see this girl's point of view.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to imagine that someone would be dating Taylor Swift in a way that they're not trying to take something from her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that for so long we've seen people take advantage of her.
Yeah.
We've seen people take advantage of the situation, try to, or the complete opposite, get annoyed by the situation.
Right.
And so it kind of makes it hard for them to, or hard for us to trust. Our trust is broken. We have broken trust. We thought that someone for a long time that we were told was the best person in the world and supportive and whatever, turns out wasn't so much the case.
Right.
So now we've got our guard up being like, well, what the fuck? Who's like, you know, what's happening here?
Right.
But I think that with Travis, it's become, whether or not he's the one is still to be seen.
Yeah.
That is
like,
is
no
clear.
One's going to know that.
We would love it. That would be great. Yeah. That'd be wonderful. As she's happy. That's all we care about. I think what I personally have been convinced by and why I've changed my tune on the whole thing is that I no longer think that Travis is someone who is trying to like clout chase on Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he just likes this woman who happens to be the most famous woman in the world.
Yeah.
And he's doing his best in making it as normal as it can be. And I think that it took a little while for him to like, quote unquote, prove that he was in it for the right reasons, you know, using a bachelor quote. But I do think he's there for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And I think that his character shows that. Whereas other people that she's been around, whether they're boyfriends, friends, a work relationship, anybody in that capacity, hasn't always shown us that they're there for the right reasons. And I think that it just speaks to his character.
Yes.
And we've seen so much of him on his show with his brother and his family that it's like we're judging his character correctly now. Whereas in the beginning, I know I personally did not judge his character correctly.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. His character has really shined throughout this whole thing.
Absolutely.
Just the way that he supports her, like the dancing at the concert, the going to multiple shows, just having her, the fact that she's flying back and forth for all of his football like games, like obviously
public support.
Yes,
I think is
the
what
public
it is.
Support,
public
the love
support from him and from her.
The way, and like on the podcast, the way that he talks about her, like he keeps it close to the chest, but like he is always willing to say something along the lines of like, she's the best, there's a reason why she's like this, like she's crushing it, she's amazing. Like he'll never shy away from commenting on it, but he'll never like be like, oh, me and Taylor, blah 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 blah, you know.
No,
what I mean,
he's not bringing something up just to get clicks. I think a good example of them getting publicity because of the Swifties and handling it correctly is their podcast, because obviously they have so many people tuning
they're
in.
Like,
they're number
we love
one on
all
the charts.
New fans.
They're great.
Yeah.
They never comment on like they occasionally are like, oh,
like,
the Swifties.
Like pull
Jason
a Matt
sometimes
Rice
says.
And be like, I don't want any women fans, whatever.
Right. No,
yeah.
They never say that.
Yeah.
They never are. They're always welcoming.
Yes.
They always stay on topic.
Yeah.
And people always say that when you get in a relationship with someone, you want them to make you better and you want to make them better in any way. And I think that as fans watching this relationship, this man is going out of his way to make sure that we as fans, you know, we kind of come as a package deal with Taylor Swift.
Totally.
Which is crazy, we know.
Yeah.
But like, that's kind of how it is. And he goes out of his way to make sure that we feel welcome and feel
look at the way that he interacts with the fans.
Completely.
at the
tour. They do the no dumb questions thing on their pod, and they, you know, it's like people are asking, and then we are in turn learning about maybe something that we weren't interested in before, like football. Like people, it's, you know, yes, people tune in to hear what Travis says about Taylor, but like they end up watching the whole show, maybe learning a little something, and it's like he's not taking anything away.
Yeah.
He's only adding to.
Yes.
And I think that is what's
like
important.
Like our guy Victor Oladipo said.
Like our fucking guy.
Yep. He
Victor
called
Oladipo
it from the
said.
Fucking
he said
beginning.
It from the beginning.
A king and a queen.
He said
and
it from the beginning.
A king supports his queen and a queen supports his king.
Yeah.
And they both lift each other up. Yeah. It's just, it doesn't
great.
Seem too one-sided the way that
yes.
the end of Joe and Taylor did.
Completely.
Okay. This
Good
is
question.
The last
Good
voicemail.
Question.
And then we can jump to DMs.
Fab.
Hi, guys. My name is Haley. I'm calling from Seattle.
Seattle.
Of all, I just wanted to let you guys know how comforting this podcast and Taylor Swift has been to me this past week.
I'm vulnerable right now.
I just lost my beautiful, beautiful dear friend, Rachel, of 15 years this past Thursday. She was a kindergarten teacher yeah. on the way to work, and she lost control of her car, and her car ended up in the Umpqua River in Oregon. They were able to find her truck, but they have not been able to find her yet. And I just listened to the podcast about sad songs, and unfortunately, I have listened to a lot of sad Taylor songs this past week.
Of course.
And
Jesus.
Truly, I mean, the song that has been getting me through is Marjorie. It truly feels like Rachel speaking to me through that song. And I just am so grateful for Taylor, because sometimes it's so hard to find the words for grief. And listening to Taylor and the way that she talks about grief helps me label those feelings. I just wanted the world to know that Rachel was a beautiful person.
I'm sure she was.
And the song Marjorie really, truly reminds me so much of her.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Can't wait to listen next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. Seriously.
I'm like, not okay.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry,
first off.
Oh, my God.
It's stuff like that where I'm like, why is the world the way that it is? You know what I mean?
It's like, just like,
she's
know.
Literally on her way to work. She's a kindergarten teacher. It's awful. But like,
it's terrible.
The one silver lining, like a beautiful way to look at it, is knowing that she can speak to you through song lyrics and through Taylor's songs. You know
what
I mean? Like,
completely.
Grief is such a weird thing because everyone handles it so differently.
Yes.
So to know that the way that you're feeling isn't like isolated, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that this is a heartbreaking story, and this is awful, and I'm so sorry about your friend. I'm so sorry about the way that you're feeling, that in having to go through grief is just the idea of it is suffocating.
Yeah.
You know, and I, like right now, you know, I'm not personally, if I'm thinking like, am I going through grief right now? There are always levels to it, and there's nothing can compare to that level of grief.
Yeah.
And I think that we've said it a bunch of times, is that Taylor puts things into words that we can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we connect so deeply with her. And I mean, you literally just said it too just now. And I think that like, to be able to be in the middle of something so awful and not feeling like you have anywhere to turn, not sure how you're going to, like, how to process something. And there is a song for you to lean on in this hard time.
Yeah.
And I think that that alone is just encouraging about, I don't know, about being a fan. It's just nice. It's just, it's a community. It's a community of people. It's,
I mean, we feel the love from you guys like all the time.
Oh my God. I was saying yesterday, I was saying to Rhea, I was like, this Taylor Watch, because you know, we got all kinds of drama going on right now. Taylor Watch and Cutting Stems that I do with the girls are like my oasis. Like,
totally.
I'm like, I can be myself here. People don't hate me.
Yes.
People like it, in fact. Yeah. And like, ABC's sending us press packages. Yeah. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
it reminds us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Things are good. And if Taylor can bring that to us, and she can bring that to you during this awful time, and she can bring it to other people during their tough times, then, I mean, you know, we owe her so much.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
How much of an impact she can have on you in your darkest times.
Totally.
And make you feel good.
Yeah.
And so, God, I'm just so sorry, Haley.
We love you.
I don't even know what to say.
And
we love you. We're thinking of you.
Thinking
all
of you, seriously.
Thinking of you.
Yeah.
And we're thinking of Rachel.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and just know, I'm sure that when you listen to that song, like, I'm sure she's looking down and smiling and knowing
absolutely.
That you're thinking of her. So.
Absolutely. Always. And she always will.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And thank you again for sharing that story. I know it must have been tough.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know how she got through that without crying.
Right?
I mean, it's just strong. People are strong. Swifties are strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's move on to DMs. So this is funny because a girl actually Abigail is her name. She sent me a writing.
Taylor's best friend?
Redhead named Abigail?
Redhead named Abigail. Yeah.
She actually wrote in her notebook and sent the picture screenshots of her writing. Yes. I think she was confused because she's... I'll say.
Okay.
Okay. She goes, hello, Gian Kelly. I'm writing for the pod, but also off pod. Wait. I'm writing for the pod, but also off pod. Want you guys... Oh, maybe she doesn't want me to read this part on the pod. But also off pod. Want you guys to know I love you both. And so much, the pod became a very quick fave. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, secrets? I know, don't reveal. Yeah. don't reveal Abigail's secrets.
Right. I've been a longtime stoolie and followed you both since you came in the Barstool universe. I have a lot of questions and scared of voice messages. So I think she got confused that you have to send a voice message. You can also text if you want, but I love the writing.
Yes, yes. That sounds really cute.
So I'm writing in this in my fights-inspired notebook. Sorry if the writing is hard to read. Thought it might be fun. Poem vibes.
Absolutely.
Anyways, on to the questions. Can Taylor Watch fans get a name? Because I want to be number one. I have thought about a few times as a lifelong Stoolie and Swiftie, but combining the two doesn't sound great. But like Swootie?
Swoolie?
Swoolie? Sounds like a swirly, like when you're head in the toilet.
Yeah, it does.
But my podcast-worthy question is, do you have anything against new Swifties? Not like kids, they are cute, but I see girls I know growing up who made fun of me, / Taylor, posting about albums now, and they kind of piss me off.
Yeah.
She also says she has an Etsy, and she would love to send us some stuff.
Oh, I'd love it. Absolutely.
And she may have made some Paris bracelets for us, so... Abigail, if you're reading this, DM us on Instagram, please, and I will respond to you.
Absolutely, would love. And we'd love to plug your shop. Anything. Yeah. Sounds amazing.
Etsy is One Stop Swifty Shop is the name
of it. Love it.
So shout out Abigail. And honestly, like low-key new fans kind of do. It only... No, I want to word this correctly because if you are a new fan of Taylor Swift... Come on in. We love you.
We love new fans.
It's the people that act like they're the diehard fans. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm thinking of this one girl that I know.
Yeah. There's always the one girl
I've
that
known
we know.
Her for like a fucking long time. Yeah. Never seen her post anything about Taylor Swift.
Right.
Nothing.
Bandwagon fans. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce stuff is happening. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I love Taylor Swift. I'm such a Swiftie, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I see right through your fucking facade. You're using her for clicks, like whatever. Yeah. Like, you are not a real fan. I've never even heard you once bring her up until a couple months ago. But obviously, if you're a new fan and it's an intimidating group to get into.
Totally.
What's wrong with new? A new fan is a new fucking friend, basically.
A new fan is a new friend. I agree, though, that the people that, especially what our girl Abigail is talking about, who maybe have talked shit about her in the past and are suddenly like pro Taylor, it's annoying to watch hypocritical behavior for sure. However, I will take any positivity towards Taylor Swift to outweigh any of the ridiculous, unsubstantiated negativity about Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we have people out here being like, fuck her.
And then all of a sudden.
That know nothing about her and they're just saying it for the sake of saying it.
Yeah.
Then we can have people who, I love her. And they know nothing about her and they're just saying it for the sake of saying it. Right. You know what I'm saying? We need to even out eventually.
That's true.
Like,
That's very true.
Fight fire with fire. Those people can argue with each other. Because the real fans are back here analyzing the lyrics.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
I'm not bothered by them being there. I would be annoyed if a would-be fan suddenly is like insane and intense or whatever, and then like Taylor Swift likes your tweet or something. Yeah. Then I'm gonna be like, well, fuck you.
Yeah,
you don't deserve that. But I don't ever have to worry about that because the other crazy Swifties on Twitter will go dig through all their tweets and find the shit that they talked about.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, it's just that kind of stuff happens. And I think that
I don't think any new fan pisses me off unless I also think I just have a grudge with that one girl. So like, it really just,
what
I mean?
Totally.
So like, I don't really care.
And, I guarantee the people that Abigail are talking about, it's like, and of course, if they made fun of you, it's annoying.
Exactly.
It's
if
annoying
a, if people
someone,
are
right.
audibly mm-hmm. or like online, whatever, making fun of you for liking mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, and then like 6 months later they're like, I love Taylor Swift. Fuck
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it's annoying bitch. As fuck. It's totally yeah. annoying.
Like, you just want to, whatever. Yeah. Like, welcome, but fuck you.
Well, for real, welcome, but like, you know, get a seat in the back. Like, it's not, you're not a front row Swiftie. Like
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just, you haven't earned your stripes. Like, yeah. You've come in and you've done this, and nobody wants to like gatekeep the fandom, obviously. No. That's insane. Everyone could be a fan of her or whatever. But think about hypocritical behavior. Don't be screaming from the mountaintops without at least an apology in the middle. Like, right. listen, I used to talk shit about Taylor Swift, and I made fun of her, and I made fun of everybody that talked about her, and then I saw the light. Like, make right. it clear that you've yeah. seen the light, like, you were wrong, yeah. and now you're a massive fan.
Yeah.
But don't pretend like you didn't act like that before. Yeah. That's all. That's all.
I am not going to lie.
Yeah?
I'm about to pee my pants.
Go pee.
Yeah.
Go. Anyway,
too much of this water in the Taylor's water bottle.
Too much of that water in the bottle.
Yep.
I've been eyeballing that water. I'm on the thirsty side. You want a sip? Of things. I honestly do.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, darn, I didn't realize how thirsty I was.
Blah blah blah. Okay. Hello, ladies. I am a 1989 born super Swiftie, and I have very much been enjoying your show. My question is, which of Taylor's songs do you think is the most underrated? Like, if it had been given to the radio stations as a single, it would have topped the charts. Hmm. I think Getaway Car should have been number one in its time. There are tons of others I think could have been massively popular in their times, but never really got heard by the world.
Yeah.
Another question. How is the Eras Tour going to change? I feel like we've kind of answered this question a little bit.
Yeah.
After Tortured Poets comes out, will she have to set? Right. Or will those songs take over as surprise songs?
Right.
So curious to see.
We'll do Eras one first. No way she adds.
I don't think she adds. She's going to add.
Show. Yeah, me no neither. Way. And I wouldn't want her to. It's not. Yeah. Torture Poets, I think we all need to remember, or you know, maybe I'm wrong in this. I view it as like past the Eras Tour. Like we're on to the next thing. Like, yeah, we're still doing Eras Tour, but right. we're on to the next. Like,
right.
Eras Tour wraps up all those albums, ends at Midnights, and now we're in a new
yeah.
chapter of life, which yeah. is Tortured Poets. That's how I view it.
It just doesn't make sense mm-mm. to cut some... Like, I feel like they would have to cut something to put in Tortured totally. Poets, and, like, I just can't...
No, and I don't want anything cut, and I think everything else deserves its shine. She's got that routine down pat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's perfection. Don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Do I think that she may slip in a few songs for surprise songs? I do. I think possibly... Maybe not right away.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see what songs come out. You know, we'll have to see what songs come out.
Yeah.
Before she does that.
Yeah.
As far as
most underrated.
Most
now this
underrated.
Is hard because
so hard.
So like she hard. Said, which ones would chart top?
Yeah.
Because I feel like my underrated Taylor Swift songs would not be chart toppers mm-mm. at all.
I agree. Well, I think a really good example of that. Actually is Cruel Summer.
Oh right, yeah,
was on the Lover album, and the single from the Lover album was me
yeah, and then Lover and the Archer yeah,
and so Cruel Summer barely got it,
yeah,
which is crazy because that song fucking rocked
banger
back at the time,
yeah,
and then finally years later, you know, they retroactively turned it into a single,
yeah,
and it was the top of the chart. It's like still like pops up to number one like yeah. every other week still. It's like kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I think that there are a lot of songs that could get that treatment. I think that is like the prime example
yeah,
of that
totally.
Happening. As far as other ones though,
the
let's
ones
see. I did something bad. I think I did something bad on Reputation is
yeah,
like, is
that could be
a
chart topper for sure.
You know?
For me, these aren't chart toppers, but two of her most underrated songs are not her songs. I think The Alcott. The National
oh,
featuring
yeah.
Taylor Swift
yeah.
is so fucking good.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
Renegade.
Both of those really good.
So good.
Renegade is fantastic.
Yeah.
I
fired off missiles because you hate yourself. But do you know you're demolishing me? But yeah.
I don't know all the lyrics, to be honest.
And then
but
you
I,
squeeze
but
my
I like
hand
that song.
As I'm about to leave. Are you really going to talk about time? And in
oh,
times
yeah.
like these, later you damage me. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. I'm looking at I Bet You Think About Me.
Oh,
I'll sing for that song all the
That's
time.
That's really true.
That song went off good because of the music video as well. So that song did
yeah.
get some shine. But I do wish, like... I don't know. I wish it was a chart topper. I wish it was on radio.
Yeah.
What else? Maybe even like a lot of songs on Fearless, to be honest. Like Forever and Always.
Yeah, Forever and Always for sure.
Clean 1989. Like, again, those are like sad songs. I Wish You Would. Those are kind of like sad songs too, but, you know, I don't know. Let's see. What other song on Folklore you think? Mirrorball, I think, also too. Maybe could have gotten like a... Oh, no, no. You know what? I take it back. Not Mirrorball. Betty.
Betty.
Betty, I think, could be like a... If the country crew got a hold
yeah.
of Betty.
Yeah. If I showed up
and,
at your party.
And imagine that at the CMAs, like with all the...
Yeah, that'd be
like
fun, yeah.
The pomp and circumstance. Like, yeah. I feel like Betty could maybe break through.
Yeah.
But she has a lot of songs like that that I think... It really just depends on the time of year that they come out and the time, you know, if they're in like a movie, if they're in promos, if you hear it a lot, like Cruel Summer, I think was always a great song, but then it started being in the promos for Eras Tour and it's like one of the opening songs for Eras Tour. So it's like, oh my God. So I think that like, it just depends on the exposure.
Right.
You know?
Agreed. Okay. You want to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, girls. Love your show so much. I love your inquisitive, honest, and straightforward discussion. Ooh, I have a quick thought that I would love to hear your opinion on. Can you imagine Taylor having a Las Vegas residency? Mm. It would be epic for sure. Mm. The Reputation album, or even the new one, Torture Poets Department, would be perfect for her to do in Las Vegas. I don't know how. Yes. Because, again... This may come off as a little rude, but sometimes I feel like Las Vegas residencies are like a little bit of a last-ditch effort.
I agree.
When you're kind of losing relevancy.
I agree.
But Adele is doing a Las Vegas residency, and she is probably at the peak of her career, if not
completely
one of the peaks.
But at the same time, Adele... Her songs
are more
are very much like go see a show lounge
like at a
theater sit down like or stand up you know whatever I think there were wasn't there an issue for a while
there was like an issue
was
some guy
up during Adele
stood up and people
like,
got pissed and Adele was like what the fuck I want people to like have fun.
Like let him have a good time like he's not bothering anybody and I think that
I don't understand how you could sit during a fucking concert
me neither it feels so weird but I do think that Adele. Because all of her songs are pretty slow and power ballads and things like that, it's a totally different vibe. And you're going because you want to, you're almost going to listen to like the quality of music. Like, wow, I love this artist. Like Celine Dion did it. Cher did it. Like, you know, so many of these people did Las Vegas Res. I think even like Katy Perry did it and it kind of flopped. Like it wasn't that great. And I think that like...
I think the Jonas Brothers did it.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like you're at the end of your career. Might as well do a Vegas residency.
You're
I don't
either
know.
Either a specific kind
don't tell
of
Fran
singer.
I said that.
Yeah, right. God. Yeah, Fran. Don't listen to that part.
Yeah.
But I do think that there is a type of music you have to have for a Las Vegas residency to work, and I don't think that Taylor falls into that category.
Yeah, I agree.
Not that it wouldn't work. Of course, it would be packed
it would work
every night.
Everyone would go
all the time, no matter
but
what.
But I also feel like she's not at that point of her career where she needs to do like a residency.
She doesn't, yeah.
Because she will sell out anything and everything.
She can still just be doing stadium tours, you know what I mean? Why
like a residency
would she
is easy because then you don't have to travel, but like I think she also likes that part.
Likes the travel.
Based off what she said.
Like seeing fans from all over and not just like, imagine like poor Taylor having to live in Vegas for like 6 months. Oh my God, drama. You know what I mean? Like Adele won't even like her shows aren't consistent. Like she's constantly like canceling.
Oh really?
Like she'll do it for like 3 months and then she'll be like, sorry, babes. I gotta cancel it for the next 3 months.
Makes sense.
I've got XYZ going on. It's happened like three times now. So I feel like, and you know, and she's not as busy as Taylor. So I don't know. I don't want that
right now. At
maybe
least.
In like 25 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good episode.
What a day. Good episode. A little sad. Yeah. A little heavy episode today, I think. There were some sad parts, sad lyrics, sad stories, sad moments. But I like that.
I like
it's
that.
It's nice. We can feel our emotions all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Loving my blanket so much. I saw, I think it was Taylor Nation that tweeted. I was just going through it. Someone had put a picture of their blanket up. And it says, puts on the new blanket and says it's our favorite.
Oh.
Which I think is sweet. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So here I am going to cry myself to sleep in this blanket.
Yeah, literally.
Up, just like a cardigan.
Yep.
And a huge thank you to Taylor. Very excited.
Thanks, Tay.
Remember that the movie comes out tonight, Disney
yes.
Plus. And
make sure to stream it. And we're all going to be streaming it.
We're all going to be streaming it. We're all going to be
watching
it.
And we're all going to put on our makeup, our rosy red cheeks and everything when Reputation isn't announced.
Exactly. 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 A tale as old as time.
Yep.
So, all right, angels. We will see you next week. Should we say the number again?
347-450-0723. I hope that's the right one. I'm pretty sure it is.
I think you're right. Yeah, perfect.
Let's go.
347-450-0723. Love it. Obsessed with it. Also, by next week, we will think we didn't answer the second part of that girl's question, the first part about what should the Taylor Watch fans be called.
Oh.
That I do not know. I am not good at thinking of nicknames like that.
Me neither.
Taylor Watch fans, Swifties alike, what would you like to be called?
Yeah.
What would you like to be
my
called?
My first thing that came to my head was The Watchers, but that's really
the
creepy.
The Watchers is creepy.
That's really
yeah,
creepy.
Yeah, it's tough.
I
like,
think that's like a scary movie.
I love the name of our show so much.
Yeah.
It does border, like we always talk about,
yeah.
there's that element of like, is it going to be creepy?
Yeah.
Like, I never want to change it.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But I
want
to stay far away from the creep accusations, if that makes sense. You
yes,
know?
We don't want to be labeled as creepers.
No, and we're not creepers.
No, we're not.
So. Think about, chat amongst yourselves. Let us know what you'd like to be called. I'll think a little bit of some things like,
yeah.
All I could think of was like peepers. No, like
no,
that's
peepers
crazy.
Peepers is
so much worse. Yeah. Yeah, again, I'm bad at thinking of these names. So
yeah,
so
we'll think. Of, we'll
of
brainstorm
ideas.
Over the
we'll
weekend.
We'll brainstorm.
Yeah.
Send us ideas. Call in. Leave voicemails. Text us. Send messages to the Taylor Swift account.
Please do.
Instagram is where we look at them. Follow us everywhere. Subscribe to us everywhere. And we love you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Love you guys.